So my name is Drew Phoenix, and I'm the Director of Enrollment Services here at Southwestern College. And we have a podcast series that we have this year about our New Earth Institute certificate programs. All right, we're going to be talking to Courtney Shackelford about her experience in the class Dying to Know, which is out of the certificate program Trauma, Grief, and Renewal. And Courtney took this class in October 2019. Courtney, can you tell us a little bit about the class?
Yeah, well, the class itself covered different issues that arise when someone is actively dying. We talked about some trauma-related things as well, but a lot of it had to do with hospice care and as someone is getting closer and closer to death and how that might influence, you know, how you would interact with families or the person themselves. So I'm just curious,
what made you take this class in particular?
Well, I'm actually in the certificate program. So, yeah, I love it. Sarah Morgan, she's the instructor. And I'm really interested in bereavement work, particularly in a hospice setting. So it's perfect for me.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. What will you be doing with this certificate once you're complete?
Well, I think that through the certificate, I've gotten a lot of really great information, and it's really allowed me to feel like I'm specializing in the field. So when I graduate, this is, you know, I hate to mention my resume, but I mean, it is something that I can put on there, and I'll be able to say I have 96 hours of training in trauma, grief, and renewal, and I think that'll look really good to the hospice or whoever hires me.
Great. So, can you tell us a little bit more about the workshop?
So we talked about our perceptions of death too, which was really important. And another thing that was covered was just culturally how we in general perceive death. So, you know, in many areas of the country, including where I'm from, death is not, you know, very much talked about, or at least in a very specific way. And I think part of, you know, when someone dies, it's so awkward for other people because they have no idea what to say because, you know, we just totally brush death under the rug. So we talked a lot about how we view death, and it was very interesting to me because, you know, several of my classmates and, you know, our instructor in particular, you know, we're just talking about our own feelings towards it. And a lot of people have better feelings than I do about death. So, you know, which is funny because I want to go into hospice work. But, you know, for me, in many ways, I view death as this thief in the night, you know. So
I imagine a lot of people feel the same way.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are definitely people who are more evolved than me, but but I would say that, like, the majority of people, especially, you know, when you consider the cultural implications of, like, you know, growing up, you know, in, you know, I'm from Virginia, so, I mean, we never really discussed it, but it was like, you know, people would just die and then we'd be sad and it would just be the most devastating thing. Mm-hmm. And that was all it ever was.
Well, I really appreciate that the class was just exploring how each individual views death, because I think, you know, counselors in training, knowing how we view death personally really helps us to prepare mm-hmm. for working with our clients.
Yes.
Yeah. Was there any special moments in the workshop that come to mind now that you'd like to share with our audience?
Well, there were many. So, I mean, the first thing that actually comes to mind is I had this really weird realization in there. We did a experiential about, you know, dying, right, which was kind of terrifying. It was wonderful to think about it in a way, because I just had never, like, I've thought about what it would be like to die, like, oh, like, I'll be dead, you know, what's that like, but not what it's like to actually, like, the process of dying.
So was the experiential really focusing on your own dying process?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was, because I think that, you know, I mean, if you're going to go into hospice work and someone's, you know, dying, you know, to really be with that person, I mean, and not to have considered your own dying process, like, I don't know if that's totally fair. I mean...
Did you have any surprises in your exploration?
Yeah, my total resistance.
I can appreciate that. I think that I would probably feel the same way.
I know. Well, it's incredible because I'm, you know, I mean, I really, I want to work with the bereaved, you know, and that's, you know, I've done a lot of thinking about death. So just to just the way I felt about it when it was me, I was like, no way, you know, and I was just totally shocked, and I have so much further to go.
A lot more to learn.
Yes.
But you've worked in hospice.
Yes, I used to volunteer at a hospice back in Virginia. Most of my work was bereavement work with kids. Mm-hmm. So, you know, on the younger end of life, and those kids were not in hospice. But I did also do some work in memory homes, you know, doing art experientials, not art therapy, of course, but therapeutic art making.
So the children that you were working with, they had members of the family that were in mm-hmm. hospice?
Sometimes in hospice, or, you know, or they were just people in the community. So that particular place, they offered a lot of free bereavement services to the community. So it was people affected by all sorts of death.
Oh, wow. So. Great. Well, thank you for your time. It's been really interesting learning more about the certificate program.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.